Hey, thanks for pressing play. My name is Tim Brimmer, and this is Leading Presales. Before we get into any content, I owe you a little bit of context because this show is a tad bit different from what you are probably used to. So here's the deal. My co-founder, Jan-Erik Jank, and I, we run a company called SE Rockstars. For the past 3 years, we've been working with pre-sales teams, solution engineers, SE managers, VPs at companies like Salesforce, HubSpot, Zscaler, and a bunch of others. Over 250 SEs at this point, and we coach them, we train them, we build enablement programs for them. And through all that work, we kept running into the same problem. There is a ton of content out there for salespeople, for account executives, for SDRs, podcasts, books, courses, you name it. But for pre-sales leaders, specifically for the person who just got promoted to manage a team of SEs and has no idea how to run a decent one-on-one, well, there's almost nothing. So we wanted to build something for that audience. Something short, something you can listen to on your commute or between meetings. 5 minutes, one topic, one thing you can take and actually use that week. And now here's where it gets a little bit interesting and where I need to be honest with you. The voices you are going to hear on this podcast are not real people. They are AI generated. The show is hosted by two fictional characters, Nate Hargrove and Ava Vasquez. Nate is the experienced VP type, 12 years of SE leadership, big enterprise companies, very pragmatic, sometimes a little bit old school. Ava is the opposite, and she has 5 years of leadership, built her team from scratch in a scale up, very coaching oriented, full of modern ideas that sometimes clash with how things have always been done. And of course, well, they argue, they agree, they push each other. And that tension between experience and fresh thinking, well, that's the whole point of the show. And this is very important, while the voices are artificial, the content is not. Every framework, every example, every here's what actually happens in the real pipeline review type of moment that comes from our combined 30 years of experience in B2B SaaS. As individual contributors, as leaders, as coaches, Jan-Erik and I, we write every script based on real conversations we've had, real mistakes we've seen, and real wins we have helped create. Now, we chose AI voices for a simple reason. It lets us produce episodes consistently and quickly without the scheduling nightmare of getting two busy people in front of a microphone 3 times a week. So that's the trade-off. The voices aren't ours, but the thinking is. I also want to be upfront. This is an experiment, of course. We genuinely do not know if this format will work. Maybe you will love it. Maybe you will think it's weird. Maybe you will skip the AI voices and just read the show notes, and all of that is fine. What I'm really curious about is whether you find it useful. Whether you walk away from an episode and actually try the thing Nate and Ava talked about. If you do, please tell us. And if you don't, tell us that too, because we are building this out in the open and your feedback shapes where it goes. So that's it. That's the setup. And starting next episode, Nate and Ava, they will take over. 5 minutes, one idea, something you can use right away. My name is Tim, and thank you for being here. Let's see where this goes.